Beginnt der Kran darf mit Sachen zu gehen, darf nun warm. Gehen nochmal auf. Gehen wir zum Meister, beginnen wir die Gemara, Egle Tulsa. Da he sent with them a third calf. What does that mean, Egle Tulsa? Kamoy, like, give a passing in Shemais, Vishalish Makule. That the best ones, the strongest ones were on top of them. Kamoy, like we find Egle Mishaleshes, the Ayam Mishulish, passing in Bereshis has Bav. Which, Pierce, what that means is his body with Taif, strong, healthy. That's like the generals, the ones on top, and at the same thing, the calf, the strongest one. Some say actually, Tilsa is not, it actually refers to number three, Shlish Labet, it's actually the third born from the mother's womb, which, because of how they come out first, the first ones are not so healthy, and the third ones are higher quality, so therefore it's literally a third born calf. So it's really tough. It's not possible to say this because the main peg abba misli mursa is a net enough samachem beis to have a mabrulu who igla tilsa. They would create through divine inspiration igla tilsa, and obviously that doesn't refer to a third born calf because you can't create a third born calf. It's if a third born, it's not. And like a mishum of arish, so too, it's not like that's explained to galushlish that it already grew a third. That you can say, okay, it's already a third of its age. And that's the best age that the animal is. That's what they created. The Habasipek, Rabbi Eliezer the Milan, Shabbos Avkav Lamevav Menav, Amar, the Gemara says, Abaluhu, we made for them, Ikla Tulsa, Yom the Shiva. On the seventh day, he made for them Ikla Tulsa, Pidush, which is Yom Shvil Ledase. Seventh, it means the seventh day of when it's born. So obviously, it's not a third of its age, because it's only 7 days in. So therefore, rather, it's like Tais says, it means Bari V'Tav, like Vashlish Makulai.